Just real quickly, one more time. Yeah. Okay, Bishlama. Hashvud. Hashvud. Period. Or question mark. So what's his question? His question is, I don't understand. There's a spit inside the Korban Pesach, right? So what I would think is that the area around the Korban Pesach, I'd have to cut out and not eat. Why? Eli Orenbach, why would you think that? Not in Tosos.
Oh, because it's... The fire is heating up the or the Pesach is heating up the spit. The spit's heating when the spit's heating up the Pesach. It's not
very good.
It's
okay, so the right good. So the very good.
Not boiling.
Pat him on the head. Excellent. Good. Okay. Now so Tosos, two answers.
That's right.
Two answers. Vomari, the Ein Shvud.
Sorry, just looking at this. Vomari, the Ein Shvud shell. It's
Kolet.
Kolet.
Chom.
Chom. Kol kach. Kimo Cheret,
Teres? Visolis. Turns out wood doesn't do what?
Doesn't
conduct. It's like a, yeah, it's a, yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's fine, that's good. It's not a strong heat conductor versus, let's say, metal. And that's answer number one. Answer number one is that the spit of wood is different than the metal one, which will lead us to ask the following question. If that's true factually... No, stop it. If that's true factually, if we know... Yeah, there it is, Graver. So... Right. If we know that if they it's not a surprise. Like it's not like beforehand we thought that wood and metal are the same. We did a couple experiments, and now it turns out wood and metal are different. No. They know wood is not, we'll use your term, a conductor of heat to the same extent that metal is. So if they know that from the outset, then what was the Havamina? What was their assumption? Why even ask the question?
Any touching wood
yeah. We have to understand why. Okay, good. Next answer. Inami.
Inami, if you want to say.
Or here's another possibility. Or maybe.
Sure.
Me bifnim.
Eno.
Roseach.
Roseach.
Kibekut. Period. That's it. The other answer is no. The inside part never gets as hot as the outside part. Now, and we know that for those who enjoy steak, if a steak is grilled, what? Exactly. I made a question here. What was Tosos' Havamina? What's the Havamina? Because we know factually that the inside of the korban will never be as hot as the outside. Okay, so what did we think? If that's true, what's the Havmina? Right?
That doesn't matter.
That.
No, don't just... You haven't thought about this long enough. You're going to throw a dart. So, wait. So, okay. So the Havmina... So in the first answer, the Havmina is saying... The Havmina is saying that if this item has the property of Cham in it... So Cham... That's what we've been saying all along. What does Cham mean? Right? What are we modifying in Tosos here? We're modifying what Cham means, or Chom. Because at first of all, what do we think chom means? Chom is a property of the thing. And as we said before, if there's chom, what has to happen?
Cook.
That's it. That's what chom means, right? But we're not going to call it a property anymore. What we're going to say is that it's true this thing may be hot, but it has to act as a cooker or as mischamim, right? That's an act, an action, so to speak. It's acting on something. Yes. Then I can start evaluating. In other words, what Tosos needs to do is Tosos has to open the door. Forget eights for a second. Tosos is trying to show you how do you open up the door to start evaluating. Because if it was just a property in the thing, there is no mechanism of evaluation. But if you redefine it as an actor on something, it's mischamim, right? Now I can start getting into whether it's colored or not. Okay? That's nice. Good. Second answer. That's simple. Second answer. Say what?
That, it doesn't even.
No, I like the way Man put it. By the way, I mean I'm not sure 100% agree, but I know what you're trying to say. Like to say like the heat in it. It's not like there's never such a thing as chom eitz. There's just chom korban pesach in it. You know what I mean? But that doesn't have any halachic recognition. You know what I mean? It's hot because of the korban pesach, but that's never going to transform into chom eitz. You know? It's an interesting way to put it. I would add to that we look at this, if it's a chatzah, it's a chatzah of tzli, right? Meaning, I don't care about the fact the inside is less, there's every part of this korban has what shame attached to it? Tzli, right? Think about it, when you have a steak, even though the inner part is rare, you don't say like, okay, well, like that's a different part of the steak, right? It's all defined as being grilled, or tzli. Okay.
If it looks right, it can't be Muhammad.
But now what's interesting about, now, that's a very abstract halachic idea, right? Now, what's the maskana saying? One more time, maskana saying what?
actually has to operate through like some physical mechanism.
Okay, so if that's true, what do we have to take into account?
Which
is it? So again, you're reintroducing, and we're getting a little away from normal abstract way of looking at things, because what we're saying is that while it's true the chefza is defined as tzli, ultimately, what do we have to take into account?
The physical phenomena.
Okay, meaning, what's happening? The inside part is, say what you're saying.
It's not hot.
Okay, well, not as hot.
Yeah.
In Rosh, it's hot, but it's not. It has to be cooked. Okay, remember, it's going to be defined as sleep. We don't want to lie about that, but it's not rosea. It's not burning hot. It's less heat. Therefore, what?
So therefore, it itself cannot heat up something else.
Okay. On the outside. And since it can't heat up something else,
so it doesn't have heat up.
So how are we now looking at this object now? That's what I want to get clear. Is there a shift in how we look at the object?
Which one, the meat?
Yeah. You understand what I'm asking?
So hold on. You take a ball of cheese, you wrap it around beef.
I think the step you're taking is correct. In other words, we have to take into account the reality is that the inner part of the meat is not as hot, and therefore it's not transferring. It's lacking the ability to transfer. But therefore, what? Don't we have to go a little further than that? Just a little further. What's the address here then? You still want your chatzah of tzli, right? But what?
I mean, in cooking is different. Being cooked and cooking are different.
Okay. Be careful. You don't want to borrow too much for the first svara. But what do you mean?
Well, I mean the other way. Okay. Not that... Sorry. Yeah.
I don't know which way that is, but okay. The other way. Yeah.
Meaning the cooking is... There's something... There's an effect of...
That's why I gave it away before. In other words, when it comes to Bishul, right? In other words, we all agree. The Havina is that this whole thing is defined as sli. Meaning it's soloi. Or what was the word you used before? Tola, right? Tola. Oh, so tzoloi. Right? Is that okay? Tzoloi, right? Okay. So that's it. So what do I care? I don't care if something's less temperature or more temperature. The whole thing's defined as being roasted. But when you guys are bringing into the picture this idea of a surface, right? But that means you're saying the mechanism of tzli, the mechanism is different than the mechanism of bishul. You know what I'm saying? In other words, how does tzli work versus bishul?
Tzli takes the whole thing.
And what?
Cooks it.
Okay, but?
But bishul. It doesn't.
The nature of tzli itself is that it's a surface type of cooking.
Yeah, but then it takes
no.
With it.
I know that means insofar as defining its status as being tzli, that's true. But the very nature, the very mechanism itself isn't like bishul. Oh, it's a surface type of cooking. Right. The fire hits the surface.
It has to be because it's a direct cooking.
Right. Exactly. But that's how bishul works.
So then now when it comes to the skewer.
Right. It's non sacho.
Yeah. First on lines of sachas.
It's nine.
Lines up from the skinning.
Eight lines up?
I guessed. Let's see.
That's right.
Seven. All right, pretty close.
Okay, it's an
nine.
It's nine.
It's
nine. Sacho. Shel Truma.
Shel Truma.
Okay, so I'm at Korn Pesach, and I had this incredible Truma olive oil, okay? It's the bomb. It's highest quality, right?
Is it blue?
No. So what do I do? Now, what's sacho? So I smear it. I smear it on top of the Korban Pesach. Okay. So im
choveret.
Chavuras.
Chavuret kohanim.
Okay, so yochlo. Okay, so if it's a bunch of kohanim, meaning the korban belongs to the kohanim, so to speak, so it's fine, because they can eat truma. They can eat truma. But if it's for Yisrael.
Yisrael, im chai hu.
Yidichenu. Now, we're going to punt on that for the time being. We're going to come back to Hadacha, okay? We're just going to take it as a given. We don't understand why you have to do a dacha yet, but basically, well, we do intuitively, but basically, in other words, if the oil got on raw meat, right, so you could just wash off the oil. Now remember, the issue here is that a Yisrael can't eat truma, right? And now there's truma on this thing.
Would washing it off be like meat oil of some sort?
Okay, but what if the meat's hot, right? Imslihu.
Imslihu.
Yiklof at the chitzan. So what do? You the old klipa. Okay. Bishlama.
Bishlama al Rav, da Amar,
Ela'a.
Gavar. I'm going to get it eventually. Amto. Lahachi Sagi.
Le. Big Klippa, keep going. Mishum.
Mishum. Tsonin.
Stop. Okay, so according to Rav, makes perfect sense. It just does. Ela Gavar. It wins. Now here's the thing. But for Shmuel, now comes our flip. Because now by Shmuel, he holds the Amar Tasa Gavar. So Shmuel holds, it goes by the bottom, right? Now we got a problem. Kivon dechamu, right? The Korban Pesach is hot. Mivlabala. So what should happen to the oil?
With the oil? By the fire?
No. So what should happen? It's on the top part. The fire's here. It just it got it on top. We stopped. Okay?
I thought it's out of the tunnel.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay. Point is like this. Point is that what's happening? Mivlabala. Meaning, if, think about it, if the bus of Korban Pesach is hot, the Sheben now becomes what?
Hot.
Hot, because of Tassal Gavar. And when we have Chama Tochem, what happens? Belia! Now the Shemen, halachically speaking, is in the entire Korban Pesach. And Yisrael can't eat it now, because inevitably, if he eats a Korban Pesach, he will be eating Shemen Shel Truma. Amai Sagile Beklipa. How could Shmuel say a Klipa sufficient? Right? Nitzor the Gamre. The whole Korban Pesach should be Asar. So now we flipped it. Beforehand, with Shmuel, the question was always like, why does it require a Klipa at all? Now we're saying, if you hold Tassal Gavar, what should happen here? The whole thing should be... Right. Okay. So, what's the answer? Mashu b'amahu davida. Right. When you smear oil on top of the Korban Pesach, it's a very small amount. Right. That's the nature of smearing. Right. Okay. Of course, we should ask. Who cares? In other words, what I should say is it if I hold Tassal Gavar? So in other words, I understood before why we had Klipa. Again, we're going to investigate Klipa a little more now. I understood why Klipa made sense. But now, one second, but now, if you're telling me now that the oil gets hot because it's Tassal Gavar, so hey man, that oil should be penetrating all the way through the Korban Pesach. So what do I care if it's a small amount?
So it's sleeve, but off the fire, but still hot.
It's heat, it's hot. That's all you have to know. Okay.
So
Tosfos.
It
was
cold after it was
right.
heated.
So Tosfos, what? Yeah, that's Sonin already.
Yeah,
correct. Okay. So go back to Ayin Hayam and Beis. Right over there. Okay. So Tosfos uses this as a raya, but I think Tosfos really is going to flesh out why this is an issue or what the issue is here. So Tosfos says, Yitzos Makomo. Welcome to Rotov.
Sure. Velo Sagile, Lefisha Rotev.
That makes sense, right? If two solids touch each other, I can understand why, and they're hot. Let's say one's hot, one's cold. I can understand the idea of klipa, but I can understand if it's something, let's say, a solid object and a liquid that's hot, let's say. So liquid, by nature of it being a liquid, will probably penetrate a little bit deeper. So it makes sense why. You take out a little bit more. Again, notice, we don't have a fixed shear. Yitos Makomo is approximation. You take out that chunk. Okay. Now, Vim Tomar, but 1 second. Not so fast, Vim Tomar.
Nogev, Becharso, Shel Tanur, Amai Sagile, Beklipa, Halo Rotev, Sheesh, Beoto, Kede Klipa, Nivla, Bepesach, Ad Kede Sheetol, Et Mekomo, Kimo, Nataf, Rotvo. Bechazir Alav, Bechol Dabar, Anasar.
At what point did you stop knowing what you were reading? Right, so why don't we stop and translate it? Good, let's go back. Okay, so again, Dame Tomar, maybe you'll say, what's the question? Naga becharasa shaltanor. So the first case in the Gemara is the Korban Pesach, the meat, touches the wall of the oven. Amai sagile beklipa. Why would a klipa be sufficient? Hello? Harotov sheish beoso kade klipa nivla bepesach ad kade sheitos makomo. Right? So, of course, you know this, right? You know that in every piece of Korban Pesach, there's both solid and
liquid.
Because again, the rotov here we're talking about is the fats in liquid form, juices, the juices of the meat. So here's the question. That outer, there's the Korban Pesach, right? This is the Korban Pesach. This is the oven wall. It touches, right? That's not just solid touching solid. There's liquid coursing through this outer layer here, which means there's liquid present in this outer layer. But if there's liquid present in the outer layer, then how could klipa ever be sufficient? Because what's that liquid going to do? Penetrate, right? It's going to penetrate. So how is klipa ever sufficient? You always have, well, by Korban Pesach, you always have rotev inside that outer area. Should you have Yitos Makomo? Ingenious question. So what's his answer?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Where were we?
Come on, not the roto. Rough night? Go on.
Come on, not the roto. Bechazer alav. Bechol davar shenasara bitzli. Bitzli. The kamalan de enu nasar. Nasar. Elek today klipa. Machmat harotev. Shebo yasur. Ad kadei sheitol.
Okay, so now, so what's his answer? V'ika le'okma b'she'en rotav ki im ma'at. U'ma'at rotav ein osar kol kach. Ugh. That's where you should get really... Ugh. So what he says is... Oh, 1 second.
Yeah.
So... No, it's not. So in this outer layer, there is rotav there, but not...
Not really.
Not well, careful,
not
careful.
So much.
Not so much. Not really is already starting to define it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I say you have to be careful with this word.
I agree. Not so much. There's not so... There is... It's there, but not so much. Ah! Oh, so there's not so much there. Okay. Bam!
There's
just like
so
the case of...
There's not so much rotav, or there's not so much in the reality of...
Yeah, okay. So because of that, right? Can I read the Gemara? Shiny Sikha, the Mashu of the law. So that's why it makes sense by the Sikha case also. Brilliant. So this is a good tosos to help us with the Sikha case. Meaning, you would have thought what? You would have thought, hey man, what? Exactly. So you would have thought, Rotav is Rotav. The presence of Rotav here means it will now penetrate into the Korban. Done. Right? Don't give me quantities. Who cares? It's the presence of the thing. Kamashwan, all of a sudden, Muat. Right? Smaller amount. We can't just say that. Now, Mina, right? If a property of rotav, of loch, of liquid, is to be absorbed, right, you're done. You can't start differentiating between klipas and this and that. The presence of rotav, of hot rotav per se means penetration. Done. End of story. Kamash Malan.